It was a good weekend for the Briarcrest Clippers women's teams as both the volleyball and basketball squads picked up a pair of wins in Alberta College's athletic conference action. The Clippers women's volleyball team ended up in a barnburner in their opening match of the weekend, taking a 3-2, 23-25, 25-15, 25-23, 23-25, 15-9, win over Northwestern Polytechnic at Margaret P. Reimer Gymnasium in Karenport. Faith Buhler led the Briarcrest attack with 19 kills, while Kelsey Symes racked up 12 kills and also had a solid game defensively with 11 digs. Brooklyn Buhler led that category with 23, while Jaren Janssen and Jess Zacharias had 13 each. Moose Jaw product Summer Okerstrom put down 7 kills and picked up a pair of digs. Things were far easier for the Clippers on Saturday, as they rolled to 3-0, 25-14, 25-11, 25-23, win over the Nate Ooks. Buhler was back at it with 14 kills on 17 attempts while also picking up 9 digs. Casey DeJong recorded 9 kills and Okerstrom 4 to go along with 4 digs. Briarcrest improved to 4-4 with the win and hold down third place in the ACAC South Division. Briarcrest College enjoyed a solid showing from the women's basketball crew Friday as they rolled to a 68-48 win over Northwestern Polytech. The Clippers led 18-13 after the first quarter and 39-31 at the break before pulling away in the second half for their 20-point win. Madison Beattie led BC with 16 points, while Eve Dirksen scored 11 and Melissa Ellis added 10. Dory Sunderland picked up 8 steals, Amber Fichtner recorded 9 rebounds. It was much of the same against the Nate Ooks on Saturday, but with far more drama. BC trailed 36-32 at the half and were down 56-51 through 3 before going on a huge run in the final 6 minutes, outscoring Nate 29-5 in the quarter and taking a 76-65 win. Sunderland put up 19 points, Fichtner scored 18 and Martin 16. Ellis had 10 points off the bench. Briarcrest are now 5-3 and have moved into a tie for second in the South Division, 2 points back of first-place Lethbridge. Things didn't go quite as well for the Clippers men's volleyball team in their first match of the weekend, as they dropped a 3-2, 19-25, 21-25, 14-25, 24-26, 15-10, decision to Northwestern Polytechnic. Davis Borden had solid game for BC with 19 kills and 10 digs, while Karim Coleman was his usual self with 17 kills and 6 service aces on the night. Libero Brady Watchell had a solid game defensively with 23 digs. The Clippers got right back on track 24 hours later, taking a 3-1, 25-16, 26-24, 20-25, 25-19, win over Nate. Coleman was one better than the previous game with 18 kills while Watchell picked up 10 digs. Borden had 8 kills and 3 aces. The men's volleyball team are now 5-3 and in fourth place in the South Division. The Clippers men's basketball team opened their weekend with a 78-66 loss to Northwestern Polytechnic in Grande Prairie. Briarcrest took a 23-14 lead out of the first quarter, but trailed by 5 at the half and were unable to make up the difference after the break. Central grad Riley Seaburn had another solid game for the Clippers, putting up 31 points, including 6 three-pointers, while also pulling down 6 rebounds. Zach Martin scored 12 points coming off the bench, while Danny Mullins had 7 points and 6 rebounds and fellow Moose Jaw product Caden Banilovich recorded a steal. As tough as the loss to NWP was, things were even closer Saturday against Nate, as Briarcrest took a 77-72 loss. The Ooks took a 21-11 lead out of the first quarter and led 37-29 at the half, but the Clippers battled back after the break, outscoring Nate 24-19 in the third quarter to make it a 3-point game 56-53. The Ooks managed to pull away in the final quarter, though, building a 62-53 edge and holding on for the 5-point win. Matthew Bryant and Brolin Symes had 14 points each while Mullins contributed 13, Jackson Mays came off the bench to score 13 and Oroma Bongoman added 10. The Clippers are now 1-7 and tied for 5th in the South Division. The Clippers men's hockey team picked up right where they left off after their huge overtime win against Nate last weekend, picking up their second straight victory with a 6-3 win over Sate in Calgary. Jake Dale and Zachary Thushushka scored for the Clippers in the first period, and Curtis Wabe extended their edge to 3-0 midway through the second. The Trojans got one back before the period was out, but goals from Reagan Poncelet and Alex Pellerin made it a 5-1 game 6:51 into the third. Sate scored a pair of goals late in the game to make things interesting, but Zachary Ashworth closed out scoring for Briarcrest with just over a minute to play. Coulter Pollock, the reigning ACAC Men's Hockey Player of the Week, turned aside 28 shots to earn the win. Former Moose Jaw Warriors goaltender Boston Below stopped 26 shots in taking the loss. Briarcrest were unable to keep the momentum going Saturday, as Sate scored twice in the third period to take a 3-1 win. The two teams were tied 1-1 through one and there was no scoring in the second period. Brandon Kelly scored BC's lone goal with 2:32 remaining in the first, but Sate got that one back just over a minute later. The Trojans scored the game winner 1:39 into the third. Dominic Teamedge had 30 saves for Briarcrest. Spencer Welk turned aside 34 for Nate. The weekend split sees the Clippers sitting at 4-6-0-0 and in sixth place in the seven-team league.